Thank you for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director for Marketing Communications in the College of Engineering. And I'm really excited this week we have Marvin Lopez back again to talk about career readiness. So hi, Marvin. Thanks for joining us again today. So let's have you do a reintroduction of yourself and your role in ESS.
Absolutely. Thanks, Laura, for having me again. I like that I'm becoming a fixture around here. So thanks for the time. So yes, once again, I'm Marvin Lopez, and I'm Director of Student Programs in the College of Engineering, Engineering Student Services. And in my role, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, I am in charge of the co-curricular support and the programs that we provide students outside of the classroom. So professional, academic, leadership, wellness programs. And so a little bit about me, in case you forgot from 2 weeks ago. I'm in charge of the programs, and I came to campus 7.5 years ago to take on this role. I came from industry, so I was actually an engineer for many, many years ago. I have a computer science engineering background. So in that role, and in my corporate roles, I was an engineer and I actually coded for a while. But I find, ultimately realized that what I really appreciate is people and developing and coaching talent, and particularly university talent. So I moved into recruiting and diversity programs. In my last role before I came to campus, I was in charge of the university recruiting programs at a couple of companies in the Valley, where I was in charge of all the hiring of interns, co-ops, and new grads around the world. So besides hiring a number of students myself, personally, I ran these programs where I did lots of hiring and lots of coaching for students to hire, including many Berkeley students over time. So relative to today, been there, done that. I've been around the block quite a bit in terms of what it takes to land these amazing jobs that the students are after. So delighted to be here and share some of those insights with you.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here again today. So let's start off with the definition of what does career readiness mean?
So career readiness to me is really three parts. And as I tell students, it's sort of three concentric circles that work together. At the center of that concentric circle, the first part of career readiness is understanding your mission, understanding what is it, why is it that you're an engineer, for our engineers out there. What is your purpose as an engineer? What difference do you want to make as an engineer? Whose problems do you want to solve as an engineer? Education and engineering education is a tool, right? The knowledge that we're all gaining, that you all gain, is a tool. So the first question is, why are you using, what are you going to do with this tool? There's lots of problems out there you can solve as an engineer. Which ones speak to you? And that's important because companies want to know that what you care about is what they care about. They're not hiring an expert as a college grad. They're not, somebody who has 10 years of experience in this one thing. They're hiring somebody who has aptitude and passion for something. And so they want to know that the passion that you have is the same passion that they have. Right? Every company has a mission and has a purpose. And so they want to know that what they care about is what you care about. So the number one question is, why are you an engineer? And the workshops that I do and the conversations I have with students is all about, what do you want to do as an engineer? Where do you want to apply this knowledge? Then, number two is then the next circle out that I believe is part of career readiness is then, what do you want to do? Where do you want to do this? What job? So there's lots of jobs out there, lots of titles, lots of companies. So having a sense of where are these jobs where you can apply the skills and the knowledge that you've gained as an engineer, and doing the research through LinkedIn, through Glassdoor, through our Career Center, through Handshake, understanding all the kinds of roles and jobs that are out there, with the understanding that the job you'll do, out of college and as an intern will change. And so what you do today will be completely different than what you'll be doing 5 years from now. But having a sense of what kinds of roles, who's got those jobs, how do you get there is number two. And then finally, number three is the mechanics of landing those jobs. And I think very often career readiness is seen as that. It's just, the resume, the LinkedIn, and there you go. And to me, that's the last part of the step. The number three is the mechanics. So it's having the elevator pitch and the resume and the LinkedIn and, your profiles and Handshake and all that. The mechanics of how you land your job that are critical, but starts with the why. Why are you an engineer? What do you want to do with this education? So you put all three together and the magic happens.
So how do we go about teaching this to the students to make it so that it's this more understandable idea than this whatever the word I'm looking for is?
Right. So funny enough, we have workshops on that. So I partner with the Career Center where we spend time having conversations on for example, the elevator pitch, right? The first thing, the elevator pitch is the sum total of you, right? It's the sum total of who are you? Tell me about yourself, kind of question. And it's really the 30 second sum total of you as a candidate, as a person, as an engineer. And so we have workshops on that. And we have conversations in our workshops on the, you know, through the resume and LinkedIn that start with that question. So if you notice, the first thing in a resume is often the objective. It's the sum total of, you know, why are you an engineer? If you go to LinkedIn and you have, there's the about section of LinkedIn. It's basically the elevator pitch that talks about why are you here as an engineer? So there, through the workshops and the conversations we have, we encourage students to think about that. To, before they think about the mechanics, to think about the why they want to be engineered. And I have to say, the Career Center does a great job of putting things on like networking events and meet and greets with engineers to help them guide that through that conversation of, you know, what is driving them to be an engineer? You know, what do they want to do with this education beyond just having a job? So there's lots of resources for that, that we in the career, that we in engineering and engineering student services programs and the Career Center provide to help them through that conversation.
And how can students find out about those workshops that you have?
The newsletter. So if you haven't heard from me already, if it doesn't exist, if it's not in the newsletter, it does not exist. So please read the newsletter. Everything we offer, we put in the newsletter. A lot of the career readiness kind of conversations, we partner with the Career Center. So they put it in their newsletters and their marketing channels. But above all, the ESS newsletter is the place to be. In addition to our website, engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS, that has all the information and all the workshops that we offer.
So what type of
in addition to come and see us, you know, if you have a question, come see us. We're more than happy to talk to you.
And what kind of goals should students set when it comes to being career ready?
I think the first goal they should have, and, you know, early on in their careers, is to think, you know, start thinking about what is it that excites them as engineers? What kind of things do they want to solve? And where can they explore those questions too? Because, often, you know, obviously as a freshman, you know, you may not know what those questions, you know, what kind of challenges they are. You know, the NAE, the National Academy of Engineering, has the grand challenges, right? And that's a program that's actually a little bit on hiatus at the moment. That, but the idea of these grand challenges that the NAE has defined for engineering, you know, students should take a look at what are those 14 grand challenges that engineers are supposed to solve? Things like cybersecurity and delivering drugs and climate change. So what are those challenges that students want to face? What things excite them to solve? So first have a sense for that and talk to, you know, I would encourage students to talk to their friends and ask, you know, what do they see them excited about? You know, talk to their families, go see your sales advisor knows you and has a sense of what excites you, the Career Center. So first is have that sense of what, you know, goal number one is have a sense of what is it that you want to do. Number two is then, you know, figure out where are those jobs? Where could I find an internship, a co-op, or even research to explore those fields, right? Explore those jobs to one, either gain exposure. So, you know, apply the skills you've developed, but also apply, you know, gain new skills, gain visibility, but especially explore the field that you're in, because just as important as it is to apply those skills and get exposure to a field is understanding if that field is really for you. Mm. Sometimes, you know, it may not be for you. You think that's what you want to do, and maybe you don't. In the end, you do it, and it's not for you. And I've known many students who have come through that process, and that's okay. You know, knowing what you don't want to do is almost as critical, if not more important than knowing what you do want to do. So number one is, number one is the why, understanding why you want to do this. The number two is finding where are those opportunities, you know, putting yourself out there in all these places, Handshake and LinkedIn. And then number three is have all your preparation ready. So your resume, your elevator pitch, your LinkedIn, your profile and Handshake, knowing when the career fairs are happening, make sure you sign up for those, you know, all of that in that order. I think it's critical that you have that in that order so that you have a good experience through the career journey.
So what resources are in place for students to get feedback on all this prep work that they're doing?
So the Career Center has great resources in terms of you can meet with a career counselor and have these conversations around your purpose and in particular the mechanics of your resume and all that. And we partner with them to on workshops. In fact, at the end of September, on September 28th and October 5th, we're having a quadruple set of workshops where we're going to cover resumes, LinkedIn, networking, interviewing, and job offer negotiation, all in two sessions. And you can bring your questions, and we can provide you feedback on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, so that in the moment you know if you're heading in the right direction. So we can have that. You can come see us, and come see me, and have a conversation with me about it. So lots of resources that you can have to have that conversation around feedback, and not just in the mechanics of recruiting, but your purpose, your sense of purpose, and where you're going with your education.
Can you tell me more about the mentorship opportunities that students have?
Yes. So, mentorship is broad. It's broadly, right? It's not just for careers, but the Berkeley Mentorship Cohort is a program under that we run in an engineering student services program that provides mentorship, peer-to-peer mentorship for students. And so this is a program that you can apply into the program as either a mentee or a mentor. And you can, we'll assign you, or you can select, we'll assign you a mentor that will then guide you through a number of questions, so including professional development. So it's likely that these students have already gone through, internship, they've had professional experience, and so they'll guide you through and share their insights into how they landed the things they've landed and how they got to do the things they've landed, both professionally, but also academically. They'll guide you through what classes to take or not to take, and which classes to take with, combined with other classes, and how to navigate Berkeley as a whole, academically, professionally, personally. So great opportunity for engaging with a mentor. So I highly, highly encourage you to apply through our website, the BMC webpage, and the deadline is the end of August. So we encourage you to please sign up as quickly as possible.
And I feel like one of the big things about being career ready is to know how to be resilient with those non-job offers.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. So yes, through the process of recruiting, you will get rejected, guaranteed. And the story comes to mind that I think I mentioned it last time in our previous podcast, of a student that shared with us in one of our workshops how he received 41 rejections. And, he really wanted to be at this one company. And so in trying to get there, he received 41 rejections in various places. And after every rejection, he just took the rejection, posted it on his, kept it on his Jamboard, and went on to the next one. And, until he finally landed the one he wanted. And I think that is the epitome of resilience when it comes to recruiting, is accepting that the recruiting process, is a bit of a black hole. Who comes out, who applies, who comes out and is selected or not selected. There's almost no rhyme or reason, right? Having been there myself many years in the recruiting world, who gets selected is often, has no rhyme or reason. There's all kinds of reasons why people get selected and not selected. And it's hardly ever personal. It's not that you personally, get rejected. It's not you, Laura, that we don't want. It's, your candidacy or somebody, we chose somebody else for some other reason. And so accepting that is critical, understanding that, you get rejected from one place, and you want to the next one and the next one. And as long as you put yourself out there, as long as you have a sense of purpose, as long as you have a network that'll recommend you and refer you, things do work out. But it's hard, right? It's hard. It's difficult to read that email that says, no, sorry, we chose somebody else. Or sorry, you're not qualified. You just have to accept that is part of the process, and just keep going. And things do work out. I'm a big believer that things work out for a reason, and they always do work out. But it's a journey. It's a journey that may not always be, definitely not linear, and not always smooth. So, but that's okay.
How do you think students can advocate for themselves as they go through this process?
So I think the main thing that students can do is, above all, so I'm a big believer that, success in the career world happens, when two things meet. I'm a big believer that when preparation and opportunity meet, the magic happens. So what does preparation look like? Is having all the things that I talked about, is having a sense of where you're going, what you want to do with your education, knowing, having your elevator pitch ready, your LinkedIn, your resume, knowing how to network, knowing how to do a job offer negotiation, having, your professionalism, how you present yourself, how you speak to people and all that. Having all that ready and being good at all those things is part of the preparation. But the other is the opportunity. something that I always find interesting that students come to me and say, oh, where I need a job. Where do I find a job? You know, there's no the place for a job. Yes, there's Handshake and there's other, but there's no the place. It's all of these things, right? It's putting yourself out there at the career fairs, is Handshake and LinkedIn and going to conferences and going to the tech talks from companies visiting here. It's engaging with student organizations when they come to campus and they bring companies and recruiters and other representatives. It's when companies are, you know, I recall some years ago, GM brought their cars to, you know, showcase, you know, being involved in that. So it's putting yourself in all these places, and especially in front of human beings. I think we become a little too dependent on just apply remotely and the magic happens. No, the magic does not happen. It can happen, but, you know, it's about putting yourself in front of people and having the courage to put yourself in front of people with your, you know, your sense of purpose clearly stated, why there's alignment to this company. And through that, you advocate for yourself and the things you want to do and why you're the, you know, you're an amazing candidate for this position over others. And I think when you do that, when you put yourself out there, you know, the magic happens. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, that's great for extroverts. You know, what about I'm an introvert? That, you know, I'm an engineer. I'm an introvert. That doesn't work. No. All these things that I just mentioned, putting yourself out there, doing all these things and having all this preparation, those are skills. It is not, people are not magically born with this knowledge. And introverts are not bad at it, inherently bad. And extroverts are not inherently better at it. It is simply a skill. I have known great extroverts who are terrible at engaging with people because they don't know what to say or say the right thing. And I've known introverts who are really good at this because they practice. They practice the elevator pitch. They practice their delivery. They practice how they engage with people. They practice and they find out where to go, what events to be at. And they land amazing opportunities. So something I want to dispel is that myth that this is for extroverts and introverts are not good at it. Neither. It's purely a skill. And how you apply those skills in the process of landing the great things you want to land. And above all, putting yourself out there with confidence, with courage. Another thing I want to also mention is not comparing yourself to others. Is yes, you know, other students will have whatever, 3, 5, whatever internships before, and they've done all kinds of things. You know, that's nice. Let them live their story. You live your story in the things you bring, the passion you bring, the alignment that you bring to a company, and put it out there and let it go where it should go. And if you do that, you put yourself out there with courage, with confidence, you land the things you want to do. So it sounds straightforward because it is, but of course it's not easy. So it takes practice, it takes courage, and we have the resources and the workshops and the events between us and the Career Center to do that well. And I've seen students do it really well.
Is there anything else that you want to add to our conversation today?
Let's see what I think above all, Laura, that I think the message I want to leave students with in terms of career readiness is to put yourself out there. Have the courage, have the confidence to really look at yourself and think about what can I bring to an organization? What are the skills that I bring technically, all the things you've learned here in your classes and in your project? And what are the non-technical skills that I've gained through my club and through projects and through coming to ESS and all the things that I've done? And the sum total of that, plus the things that I care about. What do I care about as an engineer? And if you bring, and the things that you've overcome to be here and to get here, and if you share that with companies, you share it with the recruiters and with the company reps and faculty, if you wanted to research, things happen. And it's all about putting yourself out there and being comfortable doing that. So I encourage you to be mindful of that. Come to the workshops that we have. Come to the sessions, the activities that we have where we teach you how to do that. And we guide you in the process of putting yourself out there. And if you do, the magic happens.
Well, thank you so much for being here again today. There's just so many opportunities for students as they embark on their time here at Berkeley. And being ready for the next step of their career is just right at the top of what I think a lot of people are thinking about. So thank you so much for your tips and your experience and your resources.
My pleasure. And come see us. You know, I'm always happy to chat with anybody. So my email's in the new on the website and the newsletter. So happy to chat with any of you anytime. So thanks again for the opportunity and good luck to you all.
And thank you everyone for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer.